today is welcome that's what I've learned for discussing Foolish Lema with Shana Basi of the Basi. Welcome to Torah. Okay, we are on the Mishnah and the Dalam and Beis. So, Nimtza Achas Menachalas. If they have the carbon stay left, which was brought on Shua, so you had two loaves of bread. One of the loaves, one of the chalas, right, becomes tame, right? Nitmeis Achas Menachalas. Or on the Lechem Apanim, one of the rows, right? Two rows, each with six, one of the rows becomes Tameh. Tosas and the Gimel points out that it doesn't necessarily mean the rows, it means even one of the Chalas. But one of the rows becomes Tameh. Rav Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Shneyem Yetsu Lebeis HaSarifa. In the case of the Shnei Lechem, only one becomes Tameh, both of them have to be burnt, or destroyed, and both they can't be eaten. And in the case of the Lechem Apanim, both rows have to go to the Beis HaSreifa. They're considered Kachim Shenifsalu, and they have to go be burnt. Why? He gives a reason in the Mishnah, which is going to be interesting. The Gemara asks, what's the Machlokes about? And it's going to come back to this reason at the Maskana, but the Mishnah says it right away. Because Halacha is ain't Karban Sivar Cholot. You can't split a Karban Sivar and say part of it is Kasher and part of it is Tameh. So if one part becomes Tameh, then even the other part that did become Tameh gets sent out to the basis rate from the first, because you cannot split up a carbon seedward. Chachamim argue, they say, Chachamim Omrim, Atameh Bitumaso, the piece that became Tameh, that goes gets burnt. Vahatar, and the second piece is not puzzle, and Yeachel, you can eat it. You can split it up, two different parts. One, it's like, yeah, I guess one part, I guess my clothes is how much you merge to get these portions together. Chachamim say they don't get merged. So therefore, if one gets tameh, the other one can be eaten. So Amar Rav Elazar says, Lifnei Zrika, before the Zrika's Hadam of the Kvasim, that's Matir Shtei Lechem, and also it would be by the Lechem upon him, would be before the equivalent of the Zrika, would be the burning of the Shtei Bazichim. Before the burning of the Bazikin, right? Machlokas is Lifnei Zrika. They only argue if the Tumah took place prior to the time that you were Makrib the Matir, which would be prior to the Zrika by the Shnei Lechem, or prior to the Haktaras Shnei Bazikin for the Lechem Apanim. But Aval La'achar Zrika. But if the Tumah took place after the Zrika, Dibrei HaKol HaTamei B'Tumasa V'Tari Yachal. And there Rabbi Yehuda will agree that the tummy portion gets burnt, and the kasha portion, the non-tar portion, the tar portion is not pasul, can be eaten. Why? I think that the svar is that after Zrika, right? After Zrika, Rashi says, the Zrika ma'alisi. What happens after Zrika, once you do the Zrika, everything became mukhlat. Everything was done for it. So now that it becomes tummy, it's only a part that becomes tummy. Everything became, it's like, I guess at that point in time, compares it to like an animal. So if the right thigh got chopped off, the right thigh becomes tummy, while the left thigh becomes tummy. So after Zrika, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the tummy is burnt and the tari can be eaten. So that Mares, which is an interesting question, but with the Zrika, my plea, I mean, we just said, like I said before, we said in the Mishnah, the answer is whether they call it about Korban Sivar being a cholik or not. So the Gemara is going to try to bring another reason. They're going to ask three questions. And based on the third question, I'm going to go back to our sheet in the Mishnah. And I have to admit, I don't understand really what the questions are, the first two questions, so help me out. I really don't get it. So, Belipnei Zrika v'may pliki, what's the machlokas? So, Amar Rav Papa, the machlokas is, Betzitz miratza al achilus kamifligi. They cholek on whether or not the tzitz can work in order to make items that are tummy to be eaten, roi. What does it mean, roi? We'll have to explain it to Rashi, but this tzitz, we know that the way that tzitz works. The tzitz works that if something is tameh, something that's supposed to go on the mizbeah becomes tameh, and it goes, like the dam or the komates, and it goes back up onto the mizbeah. The tzitz is meratz and allows it to take place. So the question over here, whether tzitz works not on things that are supposed to go onto the mizbeah, but things that are supposed to be eaten. Right? It's a different idea. It's not the dam. It's not the komates. These are items that are supposed to be eaten. Right? They're supposed to eat the shteil lechem or the Siddurim of the Lechem Apanim. So we'll explain it more in a minute. Rabbanon Savri, Rabbanon hold, Sitz Miratza al Achilus, Rabbi Yehuda Savri ain't Sitz Miratza al Achilus. Look at Rashi. Rabban Sarvei Sitz Maratza. He says, Al Tumas Achilus Kohanim, the Mahavi Zrika Shinizrak Alehem, Zrika Ma'al Yisrael. The Tzitz would be Maratza to allow that the Zrika that's done for a Tamei, for a food item that's Tamei, would be a valid Zrika, and therefore what? The other portion can be eaten. You still can't eat this portion because Tamei. The Rashi continues. Umiyu ki merate tzitz lemahave korban malya, to make it a valid korban. Aval tamei lo mishrei v'achila. You can't allow someone to eat tamei to avale b'lav by basar shayiga before tamei lo yochal. I mean, there's a big problem to eat tamei kachim. So it's not that the tzitz would be merate to make the korban kosher to be eaten. The tzitz would be merate to work that the zrika would work for this portion of the korban. And the Zrika works for this portion of the Karbon, and the Zrika works for the Tara portion of the Karbon, and therefore you can eat the Tara portion of the Karbon. Right, Tosa says the same thing. He says, Lo the Mishra, the Tamei Bachila, Ela Le'inyon, the Lohavi High Tamei Ka'avod Vesar. It works, so this Tamei portion is not considered as it's no longer here. Ela Chashuk Ketahor, it's considered Tara, Le'inyon the Shari Zrika, the Edof the Tara, the Zamar. It would be a valid Zrika for the other portion. It makes this portion count in the Zrika. So Rabban Sarvei that yeah, the tzitz could be meratzeh even on things that are eaten. But Rabbi Yehuda Sarvei, no. He says, ain't tzitz meratzeh al achilos. The tzitz is not meratzeh for achilos. The tzitz is only meratzeh on things that go up on the mizbeach. It doesn't have anything to do with that, with this case. Rashi again says, Rabbi Yehuda Sarvei, ain't tzitz meratzeh, right? Ain't tzitz meratzeh betumah shen nagah v'dabar hanech l'klanim. Tzitz is not meratzeh for a tumah that takes place in something that's supposed to be eaten, right? Hilkach lo habi zrika, therefore the portion that became tamei is that it's not there. The zrika that's done later does not work for that portion. If it doesn't work for that portion, that means that there's no zrika on the carbon, because the carbon is missing a portion. So the tar part can't be in either. Okay? So now we're going to ask the questions. So Amalei Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nasan Rafata. I'll ask you the following question. V'ha olim. When it comes to things that are brought onto the mizbeach, like we mentioned, the Dam Karbon and the Komets Mincha, everyone agrees that Tzitz Miratza Ala Olam. Everyone agrees that the Tzitz works. It goes up on the Mizbeach, it's considered a valid Karbon. The Tzitz is Miratza, right? Upligi, nevertheless, there's still a Machlokas within Tzitz Miratza, Upligi. Right? The Tanya, we have a following Brisa, the Tosefta in the third paragraph of the Rafas. The Tanya, Nitma Echam in a Bezitha. Okay, yeah, the two Bezitha in Levona. They're now about to be burnt on the Mizbeah. One of them became Tumay. Right? One of them became Tumay. So this is a Tumah in the Olam. Not in the Afilah, Tumah in the Olam. They're tied, Nitma Echam in Abazitha. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnehem he Asu B'Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says both of them can be brought B'Tumah. Rashi says Shnehem, right, Yasu B'Mizbeah B'Tumah. Meaning, you're permitted to eat, you don't have to keep them separate. You can have the Tahar Bazik touch the Tumay Bazik, and it can be brought up. Because the tumah, the tzitz is meratze, right? So they said, if you want to, you could be metame the bazik hatahor and still be makriv. Lefi she'ein karban tzibur chaluk, but he says ein karban tzibur chaluk, right? You can't make a distinction between either between karban tzibur. It's the same thing. Ein karban tzibur chaluk, right? I think that since tumah is hutzur b'tzibur, so that bazik that became tameh can now be dumb in tumah. So you don't make a distinction between that buzzer and the other buzzer. So the second buzzer can also become tamei, and there's no problem. But chachamim omrim, the chachamim say no. I tamei b'tumaso. The tzitz is meratzeh the tamei portion. Doesn't mean now v'tar b'taharaso. Doesn't mean you can now go purposely make the second portion tamei. So what's the kasha? Right. So he says here that the brisa is a problem for a papa, because according to Rabbi Yehuda. In the case where one of the chalos became tamei, even the second one is burnt, right? Because you said that the tzitz is not meratza al the chilos, and therefore there's no zrika k'sheira. So too is what everyone's saying. I understand the words, I don't understand the question. So too by the bezichim that are olim on the mizbeach, and everyone agrees that the tzitz is meratza, that the hakara is kasher. Rav Yehuda should have said that it's asur to be vitamei the tahar, and therefore what? And therefore you prove that Rav Yehuda's svara. Is not machmas the tzitz is not meratza? I don't understand the question. Okay, I'm not open to this thing all night. I don't. I listen to Rabbi Elkhart. I listen to Rabbi I don't understand the question. Okay, so it says it's not, the sit does not, and, oh, help me out with the argument. I don't understand the question. Now, Rashi says, the ain't carbon seaver followed, what does he say? Afilu e magiu vishneim tmeim. So even if they touch each other, the tmeim, the carbon seaver doka tuma, the carbon seaver doka tuma. And here's, amai lo have a tarva taraso. Why don't you say, you Rabbi Yehuda, that the tar has to stay tar? Hatzitz miratza ala olin. The tzitz is miratza on the olin. Vahave haktara ma'al yisa. And therefore it's a valid haktara. Right? The tzitz is miratza in the tummy portion. When the tummy goes up, portion goes up. It's a valid haktara. But also the tummy is a tar. And there's an iser to be matami the tar. Okay, fine. So that's the question. That's the question on Rabbi Yehuda here. So how does that disprove Rav Papa? Rav Papa said the problem in our case is that Rav Yehuda holds that the tzitz is miratza on the ain't tzitz miratza al achilos. So ain't tzitz miratza al achilos. But even in the case where he holds tzitz is miratza, I think maybe it's a kal vachomer. If Rav Yehuda says that the tzitz is not miratza on the achilos, and therefore if one portion becomes tamei, the other portion is tamei. So in the case where tzitz is miratza, he should also for sure hold that you can't be matame one to the other. I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the case where it sits is Marazza. He says you're allowed to make the other piece tame. Where? Yeah. Right. Okay. It doesn't make a difference whether Maratza or not. Okay. It's still. Okay. Maybe. Better than mine. So that's because he did Menachos right. Va'od Amar Ravashi. And Ravashi asks the second question. Ravashi says, Tashma, bring another raya, that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is not whether the tzitz and ratz al afilos, because we have the brayso in Pesachim Daf Pei. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu shevet echad tamei. Even if one shevet is tamei, right? So therefore, the question is whether or not you can, that the if you tamei, the tumah chutzah b'tzibur. Like the tzitz is meratze, right? The Tosa says that the distinction between Tumah Chutzah B'Tzibur and tzitz meratze. But the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei on the 14th day of Nisan, which is the day that you bring the Korban Pesach, the Kol HaShvatim Tahorim, and all the other Shvatim are Tahor, Yasu B'Tumah. Everybody who's Tamei can bring the Korban Pesach, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that one Shevet Shalem is called a Kahal, right? That's a Kahal, and therefore if they are Tamei, they are Mutter to bring the Karbanos Metumah because the concept of Tumah Chutzah B'Tzibur, and even the other Shvatim are allowed to bring their Karban, if they're Tamei, they can still bring it. That's it. One shave of becoming Tamei is enough of a permit to say Tumah Chutzah B'Tzibur. Here the question is even different though. Say, right. Tzitz is what he says, Kol Shvat Tahorim Yasu B'Tumah, Lepisha Ein Karbanot Tzibur Cholah. We can, because what he calls it a Tzibur. And once there's one permit, I guess, of Karban Tzibur, one aspect, one halacha that applies to Karban Tzibur, it applies to all the Karban Tzibur. Right? So here too, since it became mutter to be makriv part of the korban pesach of tumah, so therefore all the korbanos pesach on that day can be brought for tumah. V'hacha, and over here by the tumah that's nitva, where the shevet became nitva, my tzitz meratza ika. The tzitz has no play here. The halacha is the tzitz is meratza on items. It's not meratza on people. Tzitz doesn't work for people, right? The Tosa says, Rashi says. Shevet Echad Tamei, the Yudal V'Nisan, the Sfirli Rabbi Yehuda, Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal, Hilchot Dolka Tuma, if we're not supposed to Tuma. The Yasu Kulam Batuma Imo, the Fisha Ain Korban Sibur Kola. Well, the Chachamim, Tahor Mosim Arisha, and Shavit the Pesach, Oshin Shain. But the second, the say no, that only that Shavit could do now. That Shavit is pushed off because it's not only one Shavit, they're pushed off the Pesach Shani. Everyone else has to do Pesach Rishon, and therefore whoever's coming has to go to Pesach Shani. But you see, the question over here is the Haka Matzi Tarak Ikra. What are we talking about? There's no tzitz issue over here. Because the tzitz is not miratza on people. It's only miratza on karbonos. So according to this, it's clear that the town of Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with tzitz miratza. So too by our case, it has nothing to do with tzitz miratza. And finally, the third question, which I think is the only question we need to ask, our Mishnah clearly states what the machlokas is. V'od hamar Rabbeinu Tashma. Look at the Mishnah. Nitnais echel min achalas. One of the chalas became tamei. O echas min asadarim. Rabbi Yehuda omer shneim yotzel beis tzrei. But why? Lefishin ein korban sibur cholok. Because it permeates. But they can't separate different parts of the korban sibur. V'chamim omerim ha-tamei betumas v'tar v'yokal. V'in isa. And if Rapapa, you're right, that the machlokas is whether or not the tzitzit marat on Oakland, it should say, v'in isa, lefishin ein tzitzit marat al chiyus v'boilei. That's what the Mishnah should say. The Mishnah gives you the answer. So Ella, and it's a big chiddush. Ella, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Talmud Aruch Ubekipsha Rabbi Yehuda. It's a long-standing Mesora that we have from the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda. So ain't korban sibur chalak. That's what he holds. Ain't korban sibur chalak. And if the chal, if there's a psul, is chal, and part of the korban sibur, it permeates in the chal and in the rest of the korban sibur. That's why both of them are burnt. Because they're both possible. But the Chachamim argue on this cloud, and then they say that only the Tameh portion becomes Tameh, the Tara portion remains Tara. Look at this whole, the whole question and answer was clear and stated in the Mishnah. Okay. But the Mishnah says why. So that's it, to figure out the lumbus. So that's their choice. I don't know. Question that I have and brought down here also, according to Maskana, that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because Ein Korban Sibur Cholok. What about what Rabbi Elazar said before? Rabbi Elazar and Dafi Dalam Aveis made a distinction between Lifnei Zrika and Achar Zrika. So does that difference still apply? I don't know. Okay. Next. We're going to talk about the Korban Toda. Okay, the Korban Toda, right, is brought either the Neder or the Dava when you give hodah on a nes, you bring the korban todah. It's done like the shlachim, but you bring with the zevach, you bring 40 chalos, right? 40 chalos of four different types. Similarly, you have the case of the shtei lechem that come on a tzeres. So the shtei lechem was brought with the shtei kvasim for the shlachim. So now Mara is going to ask, the question is going to be basically saying, which is the ikar part of the korban? And you're going to do it based on the discussion of tigger. So, a toda mitbageles es alechem. The toda will cause the breads that come with it to become pigle. The alechem ain't a mitbageles a toda. But the lechem, if it becomes pigle, it will not mitbagel the toda. Ketzad, what's the example? Shachat es a toda, if you did shrita on the toda with a machsheves pigle. Like, for example, the echol mimen alamachar. I shafted the korban toda, then I'm going to eat it tomorrow. I mean, remember, the korban toda is like a shlomim, but it's one night, one day. So I tickle machshava on for the toda, ki v'halechem mifugalim. Both the meat of the korban toda and the lechem become pigle, because the lechem is dragged after the korban toda, and therefore it becomes pigle. You eat the lechem or the meat, you have a big problem with karis. But if you shechted the korban toda, al menas le'echol min alechem l'macha. My kabban is only to eat the bread tomorrow. So the Mishnah says, the lechem is mufugal, the pigle applies to the bread, right? V'atoda ein mufugalis. But the meat of the korban toda does not become pigle. Similarly, hakvasim, the two kvasim that are brought on atzeres, if they become pigle, mifagim es halechem, v'alechem, if the lechem becomes pigle, ein mifagil es hakvasim. The shtei lechem cannot be mifagil the animals. Ketzad, what's the example? The Gemara asks why we need both cases. Ketzad, hashochei es hakvasim, that shech the kvasim with the machsheves pigol le'echol hem in the machar, hein v'alechem mifugalim. Both the kvasim and the bread become pigol, but le'echol es halechem in the machar. If I shech the carbon, if I shech the kitzay atzeres with the machshava to eat the shtei halechem chutz lezmano. So the lechem is mefugol, but kvasim ain't mefugolim. Only the bread becomes piggled, but the kvasim are not mefugolim. So my time, what's the reason? So first, the Gemara is going to say maybe this is the reason. Elaim should Rav Kahana. Maybe you can say it's because of the drasha of Rav Kahana. The Amr of Kahana. Rav Kahana says, minayin lelachme toda shenikru toda. How do we know? I know that the breads of the toda are also called toda, and therefore they would be all one category. How do I know they're also called toda? Shenema, the pasuk says in Vayikra, right? Ima al toda yakavenu behikud alzeva katoda chalos. So why does it say, it should say, the hikriv chalos al zevach hatoda, I guess it says. If it says the hikriv al zevach hatoda chalos, so that, therefore, it's mashma that you can dorish the words todos chalos to tell me that the chalos are also called toda. So therefore, you see that the chalos are called toda, and therefore, if the toda becomes pickle, then the chalos become pickle. But if that's the case, that the bread is called toda, then it should work in reverse also, the Mara says. Ihachi itchanami. So if the chalos are categorized as the carbon toda, so I have the machshavas pickled for the chalos, it should make the entire, it should make the carbon also pickled. The Gemara says, halo kasha, no, it's not a problem, because lechem ikri toda, the bread is called the toda, but the toda lo ikri lechem. The toda is not called bread. So therefore the lechem is part of the toda, so the machshavah on the toda applies to the lechem, but the toda is not called the lechem, so therefore machshavah on the lechem will not apply to the toda. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be the reason. Because the Gemara gave us two cases. One was the Kerman Toda, one was the Kipsei Atzeres. But, so the Gemara asks, Ela hoda katani ha kvasim mefagim es halechem, the halechem einam mefagim es kvasim, lechem hecha ashechan de ikri kvasim. There's no pasuk that tells me that the lechem brought with the shnei kvasim is called a kvasim. If the whole reason is because it's subsumed in the category because of the pasuk, well, that pasuk doesn't apply for the second case. The Gemara says, Ela hainu taimo, this is the reason why the difference whether or not the pigul machshava was on the meat or whether it was on the bread, because lechem glal toda, the lechem is brought with the korban toda, and this, the toda is the ikker, the lechem is the tafel, and the tafel goes after the ikker, right? Lechem glal toda, the ain toda glal lechem, but the toda is not brought with the lechem, it's not tafel, it's the ikker. So the tafel is nimshach after the ikker. Same thing, lechem glal the kvasim, vein kvasim the glal lechem. Whatever's ikker applies to everything, whatever's tafel only applies to itself, right? Rashi says, lechem glal toda, he says, toda ikker, the lechem tafel. And he proves it. The shchitas toda, mikachel lechem. The shchit of the toda is what makes the lechem kadosh. Kedarmin of the perika toda, yakir kribonim, malamit, jain lechem kadosh, elba shchitas azechem, zeba. Vekein lechem glal kvasim. The shchitas kvasim, mikachel lechem, perika tfeles. That's what makes the bread kadosh, is through the shchit of the animal. So the animal is the ikker, the bread is the tafel, so the ikker applies to the tafel, but the tafel doesn't apply to the ikker. So now the Gemara is going to ask, why do I need both cases in the Mishnah? Utrich di yashmin toda. Because if I only had the case of the korban toda, I would say, hasim hu dechi mefagav alechem l'mitzvah betoda. I would say, it's only there do I have the ikker and tafel, because we should below husk zel zebetrufa. So I don't wave the korban toda with the lechem. I don't wave it together. And al kvasim, the husik ruzel is zebetznufa, but by the kvasim, that I do weigh them together, I would say maybe they're so intertwined, ema kimefagam alechem, lifkul nami kvasim. Maybe I would say that if the lechem becomes pigle, the kvasim also become pigle. And how does this work the other way? And if you only had kvasim, right, if I only had kvasim, I would have said kvasim are only related because there's tznufa together. But by the korban toda, where there's no tznufa together, maybe, even if I shechted the toda, if I only had machshava pigle on the toda, it would apply to the bread. Right, Rashi says, "Toda imay nitnosa imachalos." Right, abal kvasim nitnosa imachalos. Right, fine. So, right, ema. Right, there's a Rashi. But who didn't eat on the kvasim? Have a mina hasan ki mefagli kvasim mefagli chalos. But in the other case, if you were mefagel by the ola, it wouldn't be mechal the chalos because there's no tzufa. Right, in both cases. Done. Next. Vayimene Rav Elazar may Rav. Rav Elazar asked the following question from Rav: Hashochet es hatoda. So here's my machshava. I'm shechting the korban toda, and my kavan is to eat a combined kazayis, so a chati kazayis of the korban and a chati kazayis of the bread tomorrow. Did I accomplish pickle in any part of the korban? Yeah. I didn't have full kazayis, machshava full kazayis on the challah, I didn't have a full kazayis machshava on the meat. I had a combined machshava of a kazayis on both. What, if anything, becomes bigger? Mar says, everyone agrees that the carbon toda itself will not become bigger. Because, hashda, we just said in our Mishnah, kulo milachma lo mifugay, mimenu milachma divai. If I had a full kazayis machshava on the lechem, that doesn't affect the carbon toda. So here I only have a half a kazayis. That's going to affect the carbon toda? Even if I had a full kazayis on the lechem, it wouldn't have made a difference. Right? Rashi says, hashda zayis mikul milachma, dahavi machshava kamura, the low boy, tziruf. You don't need a tziruf to have one complete kazayis. Tziruf apparently is a sign of weakness. So if I have the case where there is no tziruf, the meat doesn't become piggle. If I have a case of tziruf, the meat doesn't become piggle. But clearly not that the meat does not become piggle, right? But he comes boyle. The shaila is lafluge lechem when it comes to lechem, because the korban machshava on the toda itself can affect the lechem. So what about this combined machshava, which is weaker than the tziruf, right? Mi mitzdarfei toda ifigul lechem alo. Can you combine this the machshava chatzisayis meat chatzisayis lechem? Can that combine to make the lechem piggle? So Amalei, so Rav answered Rav Elazar, Afizo, even in this case, lechem mefugo. Yes, the lechem becomes piggle, the toda inu fugelis. The lechem becomes piggle, but the toda does not. Mar says, v'amai. Why? Why should the lechem become mefugo, become piggle in this place? Lema kava chomer. Let's learn a kava chomer. Again, I have difficulty with this kava chomer, but it seems a little circular. Lema kava chomer. Ma mefagel. What the mefagel? What's the chomer thing over here? The chomer thing over here is the toda, right? Because the toda is chomer, and that a full machshava on it can apply to the bread. So my mifagel ain't mispagel. So the chomer thing does not become pigel, right? Habal mifagel below pigel. So the other item that's trying to make something else pigel, which is the lechem, but it doesn't accomplish that, ain't odin shalo yispagel. So kavah chomer, it should not become pigel. But it's circular. It's only... You say, oh, my mefagel ain't mispagel. But it's a mefagel only because you said the bread became piggle. But now if he's telling me the kavah chomer says the bread doesn't become piggle, so then the meat's not a mefagel. That's why I just think it's circular. Okay, but the kavah chomer is, it's just that the carbon toda, which is coming to make something else piggle, in itself doesn't become piggle. So the item that can make something else piggle, it also should not become piggle. So the Gemara says, the chiyam minan, Do we make such a kavah chomer? So Gemara says, I bring a case where we should have made this kavah chomer, but we don't. And then the Gemara says, no, it's different. Vatanya, the following brisa. Maisav echad, there's a case. One guy comes, Shazara, he plants his seeds in the Karmo Shokavero. He smother. He plants his trees near the vines of his friends, of his friend. He plants the trees. Question whether smother is or not, but he plants it. I take my seeds and I plant them in your vineyard. So what if anything becomes also a client? Right? So the Gemara says, Ubam Maislev Nechachamim, so they brought this case before the Chachamim, the Asuras Hazroyim. So they made my Zroyim. My seeds became Asur because of Klai Kerem. They tear us like a funnel. And they said, your vineyard is still fine. So the Gemara says, but Amai. Why did they say that my Zrayim, why are my Zrayim Asr? Why? Lema Kabachomer, you should make the Kabachomer. Maha Oser Enu Nesar. The Oser, the Gefanim are considered the Oser, because I guess they grow. I don't know. The Gefanim are considered the Oser. So the Oser itself is not Nesar, doesn't become Asr. So Habal Le'esor, so the Zrayim, which are more Makil, and it didn't cause something else to become Asr, Eno din shalo yisaser, they should not become usher either. I know, but they're saying that the oser is the gefanim. It brings down that maybe because of the pasuk. The pasuk says karmachal of his v'klayim, so it's on the parent. For some reason the gefanim are considered the oser. I thought maybe it's because the gefanim are the ones that grow. So what? But the other ones coming to be usher. I would say if you're bringing something in. Right, okay. So, but you see, we don't say this Kavah Chomer. We don't say this Kavah Chomer. So Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashem, there's a big difference. Hassam, and this is very difficult. Hassam, when it comes to Klai Kerem, it's Kanvos Viluf Usra Torah. The only things that are Usra Midoraisa for Mikhai Karam are Kanvus of Aluf. Really? What about
Chitza? What about all the other
items? Kanvus of Aluf, right? That's considered the items that make something Kli Karam. But Shar Zrayim, but other seeds, which are not Usra Kli Karam Minatorah, Midorabanan Huda Asri. They only become Asr Midorabanan, and therefore, so hide the Avodah Yisurah, so the guy who plants the Zrayim, who comes in second, right, Kansur Rabbanan. Rabbanan made the Gezerah apply, but hide the low Avodah Yisurah, but the guy who's sitting there with his Karam, who's sitting there peacefully until another guy comes in, low Kansur Rabbanan, right? They didn't make the Knas. Aval Hacha, but in our case, name a Kavachomer. We should say the Kavachomer. I mean, it's very difficult to me. The only thing that we say Klai Karam applies to the Kandus of Wolf. But Shar Zrayim are Midrabanan. Right, so the... Right, the Piskei Rid brings a question. He says, in Brachos we say that Klai Karam is when you do Chita, Seorah, Chartza, Mepolos Yad. So those things are also Asim in the Torah. And no one argued on them. And over here we say, so I think Rabbi Natan says that even the Chamishas Mnei Dagon, I think what the Gemara is saying is that the Chamishas Mnei Dagon, everyone agrees, can violate Klai Karam. And on top of those, you add Kanvus Veluf, whatever those are. And these Zrayim were not of those. No one argues. It's clear that those make Klai Karam. Kanvus Veluf added to that list. But the Zrayim that this guy brought in were not part of the list. It was only a Dinder Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan made the Kanas on you because I brought it in. But you were sitting there peacefully with your Karam. We're not going to make it Usser. But that's the reason why we don't say the Kavach Omer. But in other instances, we would say the Kavach Omer. So back to the question as to why the whole thing is that the Chassi Zayas would make lechem pickle. So now, the Ika Damaslan Kvasim. Somehow this whole Shaka Makariya, not talking about the Karban Toda, talking about the Kvasim. We'll just read it now because it's the exact same Gemara. Right? So, Boy Menirav Velozim Meirav, Hashokhe Kvasim, Lechem Zayas Mehen, Umi Lachman, right? Mahu, Chassi Zayas Mitzarev to Bakshavas. So, Lithlugi, the Kvasim Lokami Boyle. You can't argue, no one asked the question about the Kvasim. If you have a full kazayit machshava on the lechem, that's not mefagel the kvasim. So tzirup is certainly not going to be mefagel them. To make the lechem pigle, me mitzdarik kvasim lifugi lechem. Can you do a tzirup to make the lechem pigle? Olo or not or tzirup not? You have to have a full kazayit machshava. So the Gemara says amalei. He answered him opposite of lechem mefugel. Even in this case, the lechem is pigle, but kvasim ain't mefugel. But am I? Why? Lema kavachomer. Say the same kavachomer. Because it's weaker and it can't create pigle, so it does not become pigle. The Gemara says, "Umi amrina kai kavachomer." Do we say the kavachomer? Right? Umi amrina kavachomer ki agavna. Batanya, we have the following brisa. Maisa be'echo, the case of one person. Shazara karmo shokavero. Right? Same case. Smadar. But am I? Why did we say that only in that case? The Gemara down the shorthand over here. The Gemara could have simply said. Ika the Masmalei Kvasim.
And then the Chule, and then be done.
But the Gemara chooses to expand on part of it, but on this part it says the Chule, right? Mi Amina Kavachomer Ki Agavna Vatanya Maisim Echazor Kamer Shachvero Smadar, and the Chaman say that the Zroim are Osir, but the Gephanim is Mutar, Vamai Lema Kavachomer, Shemit the Kavachomer, Maya Osirinu Nesar, the Gephanim that Asher the Zroim, they themselves are not Osir. So Abal Lesser, so the Zroim that they did not create an Isser, ain't no dint loyus out there, they should not become Usser. So Gemara says, Afi Ashta, how can you say that? Hassam, Kamas Huluf Asr Torah, Shraz Rahim, Midrabanu Dasiri, so the Isser Rabbanan is Rahim, and Ha, the Abadi Surah, so the guy who violates the Isser Rabbanan, and plants Khansu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made the Kone is him, and they offered his seeds, but below Abadi Surah, but the Balakaram didn't do anything wrong, look on Surah Rabbanan. Abel Hatha, but in our case, Lema Kavachomer, you say a Kavachomer, and therefore, I think the maskana is that we should say the kavachomer. It seems that the maskana is that you should say the kavachomer, and therefore, if it has a combined machshava of the zayis, combined between machshava on the basar, the Rekor Toda, and on the lechem, they're not mitzarev to make the bread pigle. Because we said they should be, then we said name a kavachomer, then we said, no, they don't make that kavachomer. We said, no, we don't say the kavachomer there, but now we do say the kavachomer. So if you do say the kavachomer, there should be no pigle. I don't know what the halacha is. So the Gemara then says, okay, why do I have to bring both Lashonos? The Gemara says, Man de Masne le Atoda. According to the Manda Amar, who learned this whole Shach of Atariya on the Korban Toda, Kosher Kena Kvasim. He definitely says that that's a din by... See, it's weird. Gemara seems to be saying that the, even though you don't say the Kavah Chomer, that the halacha is that the bread becomes bigel. Because it's Man de Masne Atoda, Kosher Kena Kvasim. The one who learns... Look at what Rashi says. Man de Masne Kosher Kena Kvasim, Mitzdarkin Hain Behalechem, Mitfagel Halechem. If you learn that the bread and the bread and the meat can combine to make the bread pigle by the Korban Toda, you definitely hold that it'll make the bread pigle by the kvasim. But man de masne a kvasim, but the one who learns it, who learns this whole shmua by the kvasim, he says that kvasim hu dehusku zelos el tznufa. The kvasim can combine. But the Kipsay Theros, you combine the bread, the chassidites and the bread, the chassidites on the meat to make the bread figgle. Why? The huskul zelah tsnufa, because they're more closely related, because they're weaved together. So therefore, they can be combined. Like one mint, I guess. They can be combined. But aval toda, the low huskul zelah tsnufa, but by the korban toda, that they're not weaved together, according to the Gemara, low. There was no suffix, and then it was pushed there that the chassidites of the toda, and the chatzitzayis of the lechem do not combine, and the bread would not become pigel. If you learned it by korban toda, then you learn it by the kvasim. If you learn it by kvasim, you may not learn it by the korban toda, because the kvasim, the kipsay tzeres, is more closely related to its bread, because tnufa is done with it. Okay. Rabbi Abba Zute Boile Hochi. He learned the question that Rabbi Lozer asked Rab. He learned it this way. Not on the Toda, not on the Kvasim, but as follows. Boimine Rabbi Lozer me Rab. Rabbi Lozer asked Rab. Hashochet et es hakeves. If you sheft one of the snake Kvasim on Shavuos, and during the time you had Machshava, le'echol kizayis mechaveru l'machar mahu. I sheft keves A with the kavana to eat keves B. What's the din? Is there pigle here now? Right? Mahu. Right? But he doesn't say here also, he doesn't say the favors to check the other kevs. He says chavero, I think is the lasha, right? Rashi says, may chavero low pirish kevs. So mahu, what's the din? I guess you have the suffix would be, since he didn't say mefurish that his kavan is for the second kevish, what does chavero mean? So may chavero is kevish mashma. The low mifagel. The shnei kvasim. Two things come with it. When I shef the first kevesh, what could chavero mean? It can mean the second kevesh. It could also mean the bread. What does chavero mean? So he says chavero kevesh mashma the low mifagel. If chavero means the other animal, it's not going to make any pickle, because there's a mishnah tomorrow which says that if you had machshava for keves A onto keves B, it doesn't work. Both are kosher. So if chavero is the keves, then there's no pigle. O dil malechem mashma. Or do we say that when he says chavero, that means I want to eat the bread tomorrow? That we just said, if you have machshava on the animal for the bread, that's mafagale. That makes a pigle. So amrele, so Rav said to Rabbi Lazar, to Yeshua. We already learned this in the Mishnah on the Tazayin, which we're going tomorrow, which says, maybe that's alluded to, shachat echa min hakvasim. If you shechted one of the kvasim, le'echol mimenu l'machar, eat from it tomorrow, who pigle, that kevish is pigle, the chaveiro kosher, and his friend is kosher, right? I mean the other kevish. Le'echol mechaveiro, so here he's using the word chaveiro, that's the raya, right? Le'echol mechaveiro l'machar, to eat from its friend tomorrow, shneim kshirim, alma chaveiro kevish mashma. Based on this Mishnah, the word chaveiro is mashma the kevish. So if it's mashma the kevish, that means if I have machshava on kevish A, to eat kevish B tomorrow, it's good, because it doesn't go for us. So Gemara says, no. Dilma the parish for Amar Chaveiro Kevesh. Maybe there it's where he said the Farish, where the Mafagla said that he wants to eat the Kevesh Hasheni Shehu Chaveiro Shal Kevesh Hasholti. I don't know why you'd say that. But Dilma over there, the chave, maybe Chaveiro is Mash Melechem, and over there, the Chaveiro is where he explicated the Kevesh. And therefore we have the Shaila as to what the story would be if I have machshava to eat chaveiro lamasa. That mishmah, I don't know, the mishmah says chaveiro, but I'm saying maybe chaveiro there means something different. Okay, now we're going to do the next mishnah. We just said in the Korban Todah and the Kibshei Atzeres that if you were mefagal by the Korban, you're also mefagal the breads that come with it. But if you're mefagal with the breads, you're not mefagal the Todah and the Kibshei Atzeres. Because the pickle, with Masnon the Gemara was, the pickle is chal on the Iker Korban, that can be dragged to the Tafel. But if the pickle is chal on the Tafel, it can't be dragged to the Iker. So now our mission is going to bring us similar cases. Because what do you bring with every Korban? You bring wine. You bring the Sakeh. So let's say, Hazevach, I had Machshava, to pickle Machshava on the Korban, Mifagal es HaNesachim. That causes the Nesachim that are brought with it to become pickle, because they're Tafel. Right? So that's Mifagal the Nesachim. Yes, right. But mefagos in the fasim. But when mishekotshu b'kli, once the nesachim became sanctified in the kli, so then they're now part of the carbon. But prior to that part, they're not prior to being put into the klisharis. That wine has no kedusha left in it yet. So it because of its nakadosh, it's saved and doesn't become pigle, right? Mishekotshu b'kli, right? Rashi says. Once they're in the kli, you can't be pulled to them. So they're lost. But prior to being in the kli, they don't become pigle. Dibri Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. But the Mishnah continues, the Nesachim ain't a mafagim sazevach. If I have machshava, when I shech the animal, or do any of the abogs of the animal, to have to, I guess, drink the Nesachim, chutzlusmano, then it's not mafagil the meat. What's the case? I shall feed us a zebach. I shall the zebach. Le'echol mimenu l'machar, to eat from it tomorrow. Okay, assuming it's not a shlatan. The right to eat it beyond the zman achila. Who unesachem mefugalim? According to Rav Meir, both unesachem and the zebach are pickle. But le'hakriv nesachem l'machar. If I say that I'm going to pour the wine tomorrow, then the nesachem is mefugalim, but the zebach is not mefugal. But the zebach itself is not pickle. Okay. Let's do a little more in the Gemara. So again, the din is that pigle, to remember some halachas of pigle, that pigle is only chal on something that has matir. Something else permits it, right? That something else is matir. Like the emurim, the zrikas adam, is matir them to be burnt on the mizbeach. So I had a machshavas pigle on the emurim that the pigle is chal. Okay? And our Mishnah says, Rav Meir, that the zevach is mefagel nesachim, because Rav Meir holds that the dam hazevach is matir than the sachim, therefore they can become pigle. Right now, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa where someone argues on Rav Meir, right, who says that the nesachim don't have a matirim. Therefore, if they don't have a matirim, they become something else, like the dam itself. Pigle is not following the dam. Dam creates pigle, but it can't be following the dam. Right, Tana Rabbanan, niske behema, the nesachim that come with the karbanos, chayavim aleim ishim pigle, yuchay is a chi of karis for pigle. They could become pigle if you had machshava on them. Chutzlusmano, why? Because prior to the sprinkling of the blood, you cannot be marked in the Nesachim. So since the Nesachim is something that matches them, therefore, they can become pigle. Debre Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. So Amr lo look at the Rav Meir, the Chum say to Rav Meir, how can you say that? The halo Adam may be zivko hayom, a person can bring his carbon today, u Nesachov ad asara yamin. He can bring the Nesachim 10 days later. So you see that it's separate from the carbon. It's totally separate from the carbon, right? Rashi says the Amr Mar min Chasimus came atul l'machor am alav nizvichon nidu. It's not part of the carbon. So how can machshava pigle apply to it? There's nothing that really is matir it. So Amr Lahan, so he says to them, afani lo amarti. I only said that if pigle can affect the nesachim because of the zevach. Ela b'havoyim im hazevach. It's only if I have kavana on the nesachim that are being brought today with the carbon. Okay? So Amr Lo, they said back to him, what are you talking about? Even if I bring the Nesachim with this carbon, if the carbon becomes puzzle, I don't have to bring these Nesachim. I can just not bring these Nesachim and bring other Nesachim. So even in this case, you see that they're not so closely related to the carbon that the pickles have machshava on the meat that should apply to the Nesachim. Right? Rashi says, they should become pigle because they're not related to the carbon. So Amar Rava, Rava says no. The Kesav or Rav Meir says Hukvu b'shchita kelach meitoda. When the Nesachim, right? If Nesachim are brought with the Karban, they become like lach meitoda. Rashi says Shashchita kvoasa. The Rina Batoda preaches now. Once you bring the Nesachim with this Karban, then they're set as part of the Karban. Because you can't substitute anymore. They become part of the Karban according to Rav Meir, and therefore Pinchas will apply. But he says, Eina Chanami. If I didn't bring the Nesachim with my Karban, and I have Makshava on my Karban that the Nesachim should become Pigel, so if I bring Pigel a few days later, they're not Pigel. Okay? The Tana Rabbanan is the same thing when it comes to the, trying to finish up, same thing when it comes to the Lok Shemesh HaMetzora, Chayav Malav Mishon Pigel. Right? If you have Makshava on one of the Karbanas, right? The Ashton, the Olo, the Chatas, it's brought with the Tara, the Metzora, have Makshava on the Lok Shemesh HaMetzora, Chayavim Alav Mishon Pigel. Why? If they dam ha'asham, matil bahonos. Because sprinkling of the blood of the Asham on the Mizbeach is what's matir you to put the Lok Shem Metzora onto the thumbs of the Metzora. Divrei Meir. So Amru Lo, the Rav Meir, they said, Baloh, maybe Asham of Alugo, Mikan, Dasar, Yomim. They're not closely related because you can bring the oil 10 days later. So Amru Lani says, Matim, Afli, Vomaki, Ella, Ba'im, Asham. Only if you bring the oil together with the Asham on that day. They said, back to him, but after Shnosor, Asham Acher, you could take it and use it for, you can bring him a different oil. You can bring different oils. So Amarava, Kesav Rav Meir, Hukvu b'shchita kelach meitoda. Once you do the shchita of the asham with the load there, you can't deviate and change the load to a different carbon. That load becomes part of the carbon, and therefore pigel would apply. Okay, stop here.